14 after 9, you are listening to Radio Islam International. On the line, we have Mawlana Ashraf Dokrat, who does our weekly book review program on the radio. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Very apt book, also tying in with the holy month of Ramadan and Quran and spirituality. Listening to the Quran by Khalid Baig.
Yes, Mawlana, listening to the Quran, subtitled Insights, Commands, and Guidance for Our Life by Khalid Baig. Like you say, Mawlana, it is very, very apt. And the author starts off by explaining exactly why the book is important. He says that in the month of Ramadan, during Taraweeh, he had an opportunity to actually write down some of the reflections on the various sections that were read in the Taraweeh. And this book comes out of that. And he therefore starts off by making the point that Taraweeh is a unique expression of Muslims' devotion to the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the word of God. And this devotion we see move people over the ages to do tremendous things. And the fact that millions of people all over the world stand for long salah during the entire month of Ramadan to listen to the entire book is really in itself a remarkable feat. However, our devotion to the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as unsurpassed as it is a devotion that must come with a devotion to the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. And if our devotion to the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so expressive that we are able to, through the qudra and through the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, achieve all of this, then how much more should our devotion to the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be? This requires much more from us. And he calls for the fact that we should understand and reflect on the wisdom and the commands that are contained in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words, so that then we can be truly listening to them. We don't just hear them, but we actually listen to them. And he says this entire book and the compilation of this book is to this end. He would like to encourage the hearing for us to move from hearing the Quran to actually listening to the Quran. So he has selected a few ayahs from every night's recitation, and these he hopes will encourage us then to reflect on the message for that day as it relates to our own life and our own challenges. This is his choice. I'm sure that another author would have come up with their own selection. And this was published then on the www.albalagh.net site that hosts most of Khalid Baig's works. And it was distributed to a small group of people first. But the feedback encouraged him to compile these into the book form, and hence the book that we find today. The book is not just that first few reflections, but it seems that there's been lots of revision and editing, and he's also used passages from his previous book. We know that Khalid Baig is well known and really from the early days when he used to write in the Impact magazine, his column First Things First became very, very famous. On the insistence of our South African ulama, he compiled all of that into a separate volume, and the Jamiatul Ulama, we know, were instrumental in that effort, and also to distribute this book widely, First Things First. And the book has become a very acceptable work, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used it to inspire many people who want to take the important messages that Islam teaches to heart. In any case, in this book then, he draws from what he has written in First Things First, and each of the 30 sections that he has chosen consists of selected ayat from the corresponding Jews of the Qur'an al-Karim. He says that this book is not there to replace any commentary or tafsir of the Qur'an al-Karim. It is only meant to start us thinking about important Qur'anic messages and to make our listening experience more rewarding and more enriching and more beneficial to our individual and our collective lives. He calls that we start reflecting on the Qur'an al-Karim, that we engage consciously in the process of tadabbur and develop through that a strong pre-personal relationship with the Qur'an. The Quran demands this, that we do tabad the tadabbur on its verses. And this does not mean that everybody will become a Quranic scholar or everybody will become an expert. But the important thing is that we must develop a personal relationship with the Quran Kareem. And a personal relationship requires time, it requires reading, it requires reflection. And it is hoped that this short collection then of his own tadabbur, so to say, his own reflections on the Quran Kareem will stimulate us to do that. And this is, this I think, is the author's aim. We should not forget that despite the plethora of translations and commentaries that we have available for us today, and even today we have the tadabbur of other people packaged and then repackaged and transmitted in so many different ways, that is their reflections on the Quran Kareem. Our reflection of the Quran Kareem is important to us, and these external aids are just a means to help us towards that goal. We should redevelop our own personal link with the Quran Kareem. I think this is very, very important. Coming back to the book then, the book uses Quranic translations that are, the Arabic text is there, but it uses Quranic translations from a range of translators that are all quite acceptable. Mufti Taqi Usmani, Abdullah Yusuf Ali, parts of it is his, Muhammad Yuqbiktol, Muhammad Asad, and Arthur J. Arbery, and we have to trust the author that he has been selective in his use of the translation. I think that we will find this a good book. The book starts off with an introduction that is very, very well thought out. It has a clear contents page. The contents page reflects that not all this, the paras have been given equal treatment. There are some paras that are more verses that are dealt with there. Mm-hmm. At times there is a general overview of the surah, and that gives us a feel of the flow of that particular surah that is dealt with in that juz as well. The book is apart from the different juz that it is divided into. It also has an appendix. And the appendix is really quite impressive. The appendix is an article from First Things First that was published in 2004. Here the author first mentions the fact that the Quran is a miracle for Muslims. And we as Muslims consider the Quran as the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is mainly the rationale why we hold the Quran in great esteem, and there's good reason for that. But then for those that are outsiders and are looking at the Quran from an outside perspective, the author in this article refers to evidences that prove that the Quran is the word of God. The argument made is simple but very, very effective, and I think we would do well to either get this article from this book or at some stage to try to get hold of this article. The article was printed, as you said, in 2004 and appeared in the First Things First series under the title of Quran Witnessed the Miracle. So that's mm-hmm. the article you're looking for, Quran Witnessed the Miracle, in the 2004 series, and you would probably be able to pick it up if you have the book First Things First. The book is well prepared. There is a you can see the arrangement is well thought out. The selections are well thought out, and the author shares his own reflections in his usual well presented style. The blurb at the back of the, if we've got time, I can just read quickly the blurb at the back of the book. It says that while our devotion to the words of Allah is unsurpassed, as shown yearly by the Taraweeh prayers alone, our devotion to the message of Allah requires more. We need to understand and reflect on the wisdom and on commands contained in the divine words so that we are truly listening to them and not just hearing them. That is the basic idea behind this book. A few ayah were selected from every night's recitation to reflect on their message as it relates to our life and our challenges today. As a result, there are about 150 ayah to deal with most of the important issues we face. Listening to the Quran means actively seeking guidance for our individual and collective lives, and it means developing a personal relationship with the Quran, and through that with Allah Most High. It means reflecting on the Quranic message and our own situation. Where do we stand? Where should we be going? How does the word of Allah relate to our world? These reflections may stimulate our thinking and our action, not only during Ramadan, but all year long. And this is then followed by a recommendation by a person who was quite impressed by the book, Sheikh Burhan Mehta, Sheikh Burhan Mehta of the Imam's Council of Perth, Western Australia, has a recommendation for this book. Maulana, the book is published by Open Mind Press. Open Mind Press is the printing division of Al-Balagh Net. And perhaps we should encourage our readers to go to this website, www.albalagh.net. There are a number of good articles and resources there also that we can be inspired by. The juice tonight, Maulana, tonight's juice, I think, is the ninth juice for many people. Tonight the author has selected the verse, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِي قَرْيَةٍ مِنْ نَبِيٍّ, Surah A'raf, that is Surah 7, verse 94 and 95, and also the idea of blind imitation that he comments on regarding the Bani Israel and the effect that the slavery, the long history of slavery had on them, and the reply of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, can help us get rid of our debilitating sickness that we have of a slavish mentality of the Bani Israel, where Musa alayhi salatu wasalam responds to the Bani Israel and tells them that you are really an ignorant people, that what these people are engaged in is surely sure to be destroyed, and false is what they are doing, their false belief, and should be something that should be shunned. So he takes Surah A'raf, verse 7, 138 and 139 also. His other reflections are on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his true followers, from verse 159, those people who follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam truly, and then the people who break the Sabbath, the people who don't keep the from among the Bani Israel, who don't keep the and don't venerate the day of Saturday, that is verse 163, and the other two verses, three verses that he deals with, is that we should have, he says, an innate sense of the Creator. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ. From there, he draws the conclusion that there is a fitrah that we have, and that fitrah should take us to actually recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He also looks at verse 188 of Surah A'raf, كُلَّا أَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِي نَفْعَ وَلَا ضَرَّ. And there he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a relationship with the unseen that we need to understand. It is only ignorant followers from the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and from our own time that had a belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had the full knowledge of the unseen. He then ends very appropriately, I think, for our book review, with a call that وَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, that when the Quran is recited, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ, which the translation that he has chosen is hearken unto it, and listen to it in silence, وَأَنْسِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that you may be blessed. And then he discusses the use of sometimes mediums of listening to the Quran, where we listen to the Quran, but the attention and the devotion that should be shown is not attendant to that listening. So all in all, Maulana, this gives you an understanding of what a particular treatment of a particular juice in the book would be like. The book again, the title of the book, Listening to the Quran, Insights, Commands, and Guidance for Our Life by Khari Beg. All listeners would know Khari Beg from his other two books, Slippery Stone, An Inquiry into Islam's Stance on Music, and also his book, The Accepted Whispers, which was a translation and a very good rendering of the Munajat-e-Maqbool. So, Maulana, I think the book is really a worthwhile addition to our collection. This is the month of the Quran, so let us spend some of our money in developing and building up our Quran library in our own collections and at home. The book is available at most good Islamic bookshops today, Listening to the Quran by Khalid Beg.
What's the price we're looking at, Maulana?
Maulana, the book should be in the region of almost close on to 200 rands.
Okay, inshallah. And
as I said, it's well edited, a well finished book, and when you hold it, you know that you're holding a book that is worth that money.
MashaAllah. How many pages are we looking at, Maulana?
Maulana, the book includes, as I said, an appendix also, and together with a glossary. So the glossary is very important in a book like this because it will allow us to then pick up some ideas if we have heard in the Tarawih or things that we know about the Quran and we want to check across the book, across the 30 paras dealt with in the book, we can look at that. And the entire book then is made out of 208 pages.
Wonderful stuff. Jazakumullah khairan for your time. Much appreciated, Maulana.
A pleasure, Maulana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's 9:30. You are listening to Radio Islam International. A very interesting book to have, Listening to the Quran by Khalid Beg. And as Maulana indicated, it should retail close to 200 rands and found in all Islamic stores. Stay tuned to Radio Islam International.